Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Ellie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the proposal to make public drunkenness illegal in Queensland is being criticised by elders, saying it will lead to the racial profiling of Indigenous people. Queensland was the last state to remove the law after the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody recommendations in 1991. However, the government has recently proposed its reinstatement. Brisbane elders have warned that this law is not applied equally, creating an open season for police to target Aboriginal communities. Murray Action Group organiser Adrienne Baragaba said that historically such laws have given police the discretion to arrest people they believe to be behaving drunkenly. Quote, "We feel like we've been criminalised, stereotyped, marginalised and picked on by the police when they've been given too much power," end quote.
Teachers might want more money, but Queensland's budget released by Treasurer David Donetsky yesterday has a more restrained view. Teachers, nurses and police are in EBA negotiation with the state government. The Queensland Police Union has asked for an 8% annual wage increase, but the budget papers released yesterday reveal employees' expenses are contained to a more sustainable average annual rate of 3.5% over the next 4 years. Donetsky said negotiations would continue in good faith, but the 3.5% employee expenses growth include the cost of extra workers and a wage increase. It will differ from department to department, agreement to agreement, he said.
In national news, the Productivity Commission has revealed the National Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Agreement, concluding it's not fit for purpose. The National Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Agreement sets out the shared responsibility of the federal and state governments to improve the mental health of Australians. In an interim report released by the Productivity Commission, the agreement was found to have made no real improvements to the mental health system since it was initiated in 2022. Commissioner Angela Jackson said major change would be impossible under the current agreement, as the language was too broad and not easily measurable. Quote, "What we have found is there are lofty ambitions, but the actions made under the agreement were never going to deliver those objectives," end quote. The commission is calling for the agreement to be rewritten.
Severe winds delayed flights out of Sydney, continue to lash South Australia. Strong winds are continuing to lash parts of Australian coast today, with some flights out of Sydney already delayed or cancelled. The low pressure system is already delivering severe winds and rain to multiple states. The winds have swept across New South Wales this morning, already impacting flight operations at Sydney Airport. Due to high winds, airport operations may be affected throughout the day, a spokesperson for the airport said. We recommend passengers check the status of their flight with their airline before traveling to the airport, and we thank passengers for their patience and understanding. Qantas said it was doing everything it could to avoid delays, while Virgin and some flights have been cancelled due to the winds. In international news, Japan launches first missile test on home soil as it looks to bolster defense capabilities to deter China. Japan's army has confirmed the country's launched its first missile test on Japanese territory. The test took place on the northernmost island of Hokkaido on Tuesday local time. About 300 soldiers participated in Tuesday's exercise by the ground self-defense forces. First artillery barrage using a training missile targeting an unmanned boat about 40 off the island's southern coast.
For your weather today, Brisbane is finally sunny. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band.
Also, it is George Michael's heavenly birthday today. He would be 62 years old. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you'll find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.